sing this morning, or did we sing? Did you hear it? Did you get that? No, you missed it. Did we sing this morning? And we thank him for choosing songs that we knew the words to. Amen. We thank God for all of his wonderful blessings for life, health, and strength. And also the fact that we heard the gospel, believed it, received it, and obeyed it. And are now adopted into his family. And we are delighted, delighted about that. In the book of Revelation, the book in your Bible, Revelations, which is the last Bible book in my Bible, Revelation. Now, do I want to go here or do I want to go somewhere else? You said, make up your mind, preacher, because we can only handle one at a time. But we're glad that God has blessed us to be here. Revelation chapter 20. As a forethought, Revelation chapter 20. We're delighted to have those of you who may be visiting with us. If you're not a member of the Church of Christ, we pray, hope, pray, and trust that you will check your Bible, study, and let God share with you through his book, the Bible, the one church that his son came to the world to establish. Died and paid the price for one church, not many, one church. In Revelation chapter 20, just a reminder as we look at this, let's start at verse 10. Talking about the last day. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And then the writer says, and I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. Now he's talking about the end time, the day of judgment. And I reiterating verse 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books, plural, you notice that, were open. And then there was another book, singular, was open, which is the book of life, which is the book that we're reading from. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Our life here on earth, the writer lets us know ahead of time that a record in glory is being written on each and every human being that has, is, and ever will live on planet Earth. Again, verse 12, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book, singular, that's God's book. Make sure that us as human beings, since we are warned ahead of time or informed ahead of time, to make sure that we study the book of God so that when we stand before him, it will be in our record that we studied the Word of God, believed the Word of God, and obeyed the Word of God. And another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books. Each dead, now living, in the judgment. We're going to be called on the carpet at the final roundup of human affairs, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in them, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man, how? According to their works. You're coming here this morning, that'll be in your book. You're obeying the gospel, that will be on your in your book. You're coming here this morning and you're not a member of the Lord's church that Jesus died for. If you don't, if that doesn't change, that will be in your book at the judgment. God keeps the record. And he lets us know ahead of time. Isn't that wonderful? To know ahead of time. But we have a book. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. And there was no more SEAC. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. God has another place that he has prepared for the righteous in eternity. We love this place, yeah, earth, pretty well. And we're going to show enough love the new place that God has for the righteous. And let me say it for us. Hold to God's unchanging hands. Study the Bible. Believe the Bible. Yes, sir. Obey the Bible.
Amen.
So that you will be in that wonderful number that God is well pleased with at the final roundup of human affairs. There'll be no guessing at the roundup. God knows everything. We're delighted to have those of you who may be visiting. Don't make this your last visit. And if you have any questions regarding the worship service, if you have any questions regarding the message that's preached in this church, you can ask questions. You want to make your calling and election sure. And all of us do, I believe. For a few minutes, question mark. Are you saved? Are you saved? Have you obeyed God's gospel? You remember reading in your Bible in Acts chapter, the latter part of Acts chapter 1 and chapter 2 especially. The first gospel sermon preached on planet Earth in a city called Jerusalem. At a time that there was a lot of Jews in Jerusalem celebrating, thousands. And it was that day, the baptism of the Holy Spirit was set down by Glory Land. And the apostles, the 12 apostles, well, it was 11, Jesus chose 12, and they chose one more to replace Judas in chapter 1. God set down his Holy Spirit into the minds of the apostles. And you can read this again, I say, in your Bible. The apostles began to speak the gospel to the world in Jerusalem about 9 o'clock. They started preaching after the infusion of the Holy Spirit in the latter verses of chapter 1, and it flowed over into chapter 2. And as Peter preached, as God, because Jesus had given him that privilege to preach the first gospel sermon in its completeness, he preached to that motley crowd of Jews from here, there, and yon, thousands heard the message. You say, how could that be? I don't know how can that be except God made sure they heard Peter speak that day. And as Peter spoke that day to that motley crowd, he came to a point and made a point to tell those people that that same man that y'all crucified a few days ago, that was the Jesus that you have been talking about, your grandparents have been talking about for ages. That was he that was with us. You killed him. Your Bible says when they heard this, they were shocked. And immediately they asked, what can we do? What can we do? Peter says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. And you shall be saved. Then they that gladly received his message that day, our Bible says that there were approximately 3,000 people that obeyed the gospel. 3,000 obeyed. So there had to be thousands more that didn't obey, since it says that 3,000 obeyed. Thousands heard the gospel for the first time preached on planet Earth. The question comes this morning for each of us to do some soul searching. Am I a child of God? Have I been saved by God? Have I obeyed His gospel? Have I followed the example that the Holy Spirit gives us in Acts chapter 2 regarding the response of the people that heard the truth? I just shared with you that there are about 3,000 that obeyed the gospel, and they continue to have worship services there as we read chapter 2. I don't know what tomorrow holds, and neither do you. You may have some ideas, but we don't know. Today is the adapted time for us to know the Word of God, believe the Word of God, and to obey the Word of God from this day forward. So again, the question, are you saved? We are all quite busy striving to make a life for ourselves in the short term. But the question still remains, are we making or have we made preparations regarding eternity? Where shall I live in eternity? Am I an adopted child of Glory Land? Let's check it out together. Let us look at God's book called the Bible. In Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 and 19, Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, nowhere in the Bible are we told that we can be saved just by saying a prayer. The Bible strictly says that God does not hear sinners' prayer. The Bible is very clear on that. There is not one instance in the Bible of anyone who got converted in the church building or synagogue. Luke chapter 19, our Lord did not ask Zacchaeus to meet him at the synagogue on the Sabbath day. Instead, he sent to Zacchaeus home. The misconception is that the sinner is supposed to come and hear the biblical mandate of the believer and then go and tell somebody else, I heard about it, but I don't think I'm ready for that. This Bible instructs us. The day you hear my voice, don't be hard-headed. Harden not your heart. We know what we would like for tomorrow to bring. We know what we think we have done today that will help me help tomorrow and be still in good stead with me. Our Bible says again in Mark chapter 15, and he said, go ye into all the world and do what? Preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Now, if the apostles has not preached any other gospel, establish any other church, what doth hinder me? What is holding me back? Since I know about the gospel that the apostles preach, what's holding me back in doing the will and the word of God? I don't know how long God is going to give me on planet Earth, but I know I've heard what thus saith the book. And I know that I didn't do exactly what the book said. What has happened? What do you know? What guarantee that you have been given that you will be blessed to live long enough till you decide to say yes to God? And dispensing the glorious time that God has given you right now. Are you prepared for eternity? Are you sure that you're saved? God loves you. God sent his Son while we were yet sinners. All because of his love. Not only sent his Son, but sent his Son knowing what the future held for his Son on planet Earth. God loves us. God loves you. And I'm glad about that. He sent his only begotten Son, and Jesus died for us because he too loves us. If we hear his gospel, believe it, receive it, and obey it. And obey it. And live faithfully unto death. Heaven. Heaven awaits us. No guessing. No wondering. I've obeyed the gospel of the book of the Church of Christ. I've obeyed the gospel that I can read in the Bible. That I can read the name of the church by name. Salute one another with a holy kiss. As the churches of Christ salute you. I can read it in the Bible. God tells us ahead of time in Revelation chapter 20 that the book is going to be open at the judgment. In Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18. Jesus came, Mark 16, 15 and 16, he told his apostles before he left, he says, go you therefore and teach all nations, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded. Whatsoever I have commanded. And then in another place he says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be. Are you there? Shall be saved. In Matthew chapter 7, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but who? He that. Only the he that's. Well, who are the he that's? He that doeth the will of my Father. The will of my Father. In your Bible, John chapter 3, verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher. You are a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles, that you do, except God be with him. Jesus responded by saying, Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see, let alone obey, cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus have a question. Says unto him, how can a man be born? You know what his question is, that's it. How can a man be born when he's old? How can he enter into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus responded, Truly, truly, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Question. That being said, and that you see in your Bible, the question is, have you been born again and adopted as God's son or daughter? Spiritually, biblically, have you been born again? And if so, how was that accomplished? What did you do to become born again? Who do you read about in the Bible that did exactly what you did and God saved them? Reiterating, who did exactly what you did in the Bible and God saved them? John 3:16, yes, it's still in the Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So that meant that we weren't saved. So God gave his son that we could be saved. Oh, you don't hear that. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God has placed the connection between being born again and eternal life.
Yes, sir.
Eternal. You don't have to worry about what age you are. You don't have to worry about getting old in eternity. Isn't that good news? Oh, church. Eternal life. The only source with this information was Jesus Christ. God's only begotten Son. He in turn saw to it that he chose 12 men. Taught them. Trained them. And when he got ready to leave them, in Acts chapter 2, in the book of Acts chapter 1, he has a final message to say to them. And then he began to float on, as we said here to earth a few minutes ago, began to float on back to glory. That must have been some sight. Never saw a man just start floating. No airplanes, none of that other stuff that you put on to make you fly. Just going. Interesting. The only source of this information, with this information, was Jesus Christ. What do I need to do to be saved? God's only begotten Son and his apostles begin to preach. In Acts chapter 2. Wisdom dictates that we must turn to Jesus for our information regarding being born again, regarding eternal life. it demands us to study, to know God's plan for human beings' salvation. And prayer has nothing to do with it. God says, I don't hear sinners' prayer. God has a plan for us. Simple, plain, and understandable. And must be obeyed. Heard, learned, and obeyed. Well, I didn't do that. They just prayed on me. God's plan of salvation for all humanity. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 and verse 20. Following his resurrection, Jesus came and spake unto the apostles, saying, all power is given unto me, where? In heaven and in earth. Now, since he has all power everywhere, wisdom says, seek for the answers from Jesus regarding eternal living. Jesus told his apostles, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to do what? Observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And he says, and lo, I will be with you always, even to the end of the world. Does your answer reflect what Jesus commanded when someone asks you, what did you do to be saved? In Mark chapter 16, you know it from memory, Jesus, after his death, burial, and resurrection, he says to them, go ye into all the world and do what? Preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. Not your dreams, preach the gospel. Go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that what? He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned or doomed. Question. Does your answer to that question, to the question, what did you do to be saved, reflect keeping Jesus' command? Is that what you did? If that's what you did, he didn't save you. Why? Because, and you go and join another church except the Church of Christ, because you didn't understand, I died for my church, not for a church. Jesus died and paid for his church with his blood for those who want to be saved. There is none like unto him. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18, I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Yes, sir. Yes. Jesus says, I'm going to build my church. Not you. I'm going to build my church. Mm-hmm. According to my instructions.
Yes, sir.
I paid for it with my death, burial, and resurrection. I paid for it with my blood. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock, Matthew chapter 16, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We can argue about it, we can fight about it, but Jesus says that won't stop it.
Amen.
Then he says to Peter in that same chapter, Peter, I'm going to build my church. Peter, I'm going to give you the keys. I'm going to give you the privilege of teaching the first gospel sermon on planet Earth, letting people know how they can be saved. That's what he's saying when he says, I'm going to give you the keys. I'm going to give you the information so that you can share it with others. So Peter had the privilege of preaching the first gospel sermon on planet Earth, and he did that in Acts chapter 1. When you read Acts chapter 2, Peter said, you men of Judea and all you that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken unto my words. For these men that you hear speaking, other apostles, by the power of the Holy Spirit, he said, they are not drunken. I know this is new stuff that you never heard it before, but they are not drunken as you suppose. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly, for certain, that God hath made that same Jesus both Lord and Christ. Yes, sir. Be therefore faithful unto death. Be therefore faithful. What do you mean, watch this? Be faithful. And Jesus says, I'm going to do something for you. Be faithful till you die. Not just 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month. Be faithful until death, and I will give you a crown of life. A crown of life that fadeth not away. Isn't that what you want? Isn't that what you want? I think we all understand, as we wrap this up, I think we all understand, believe, that human beings designed by God, we're going to live somewhere forever. Oh yes, there's death. But there's also Revelation chapter 20. When all of the dead will be resurrected. Gathered to be judged as to whether or not they have lived their life on planet Earth according to His scriptures. Where do you stand? Where do you stand? Have you obeyed the Lord's gospel? He died for us. He paid the price for the church of Christ. Shedded his blood, came down from glory land, and spent 33 years away from heaven, teaching, training, dying a cruel death just for us. That we might be saved. When God created human beings, we learn from His holy writ, the Bible, that He created human beings to live forever. God created human beings to live forever. He put us in the form. We call it death when God takes us out of the form. We see it with Jesus. He died, was buried, but came forward a few days later. We're going to live somewhere forever. The question comes, where do you want to live forever? You say, well, a church is a church. That's what you say. You can find that nowhere in the Bible. Jesus told his apostles to go ye therefore and teach all men whatsoever I have commanded. Jesus never taught an apostle to establish a Baptist church, a Methodist church, dance and sanctified church. Never. No apostle ever taught anyone about but one church that began in your Bible, according to your Bible, in Acts chapter 2, in the city of Jerusalem, in the morning time, when the first gospel sermon was preached in its entirety by the apostles, and particularly about Peter, who preached it incompletely. We don't know when God's going to call us off the scene of time. But however and whenever he decides to call us, we can't tell him, wait a while. I'm not ready to go. Wisdom says, make your calling and election sure. The first time on planet Earth that this gospel was preached is in your Bible, according to your Bible, or the Bible, starting about 9 o'clock in the morning in Jerusalem. The apostles were baptized with the Holy Spirit and began to preach, preach the gospel to that motley crowd. Peter came to a point in the sermon that really took them back a while. When he came to the point in his message and said that same Jesus that was crucified 30 days ago sent forth this message, whom you crucified, Lord and Christ. You've read it, perhaps. They were all in that crowd, shocked, and said immediately, men and brethren, what shall we do? Men and brethren, the apostles did not begin to preach until they were baptized with the Holy Spirit that guided them into all truth and brought to their remembrance everything that Jesus had taught them. What shall we do? Prayer has nothing to do with being saved, becoming a child of God. Reiterating, prayer has nothing to do. Matter of fact, the Bible says God don't hear the sinner's prayer. He hears the righteous child's prayer of his children, those who are living righteous. You don't pray to get saved, become a child of God. Who do you read about in the Bible? But God saved them because they prayed and asked him to save me. I'm not a child of yours. I want to be a child of yours. What I need to do. That motley crowd on Pentecost, the apostles preaching by the power of the Holy Spirit, when they understood that they had killed Jesus, the one that they had been, that they and their parents and grandparents had been looking for hundreds of years, they had killed Jesus. When Peter said, that same man that you crucified, that was he. They were shocked in their hearts and said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter never mentions prayer to them. Peter says, repent and be baptized for the remission and for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Isn't that good news? Isn't that good news? You don't have to have $1,000. All you have to do is have faith and willingness to obey what the Bible says. And about 3,000 obeyed that day. A few days later, about 5,000 more obeyed. If you keep reading Acts chapter 2. And I think that's coming about in Acts chapter 3, up to 5. Read 5 chapters, and you'll get that other crowd in. Yes. The Bible, the scripture says that about 5,000 was born, or was baptized, added to the body of Christ. You want to be added to the number that have obeyed the gospel through the centuries. You've heard the word of God. We've given you book, chapter, and verse for what I've preached this morning. And cannot be biblically denied. You want to give your life to Jesus. You want to become a Christian based upon the text. You've heard the gospel. Do you believe it with all of your heart? Are you God is sorrowful for the life that you've lived, contrary to the will of God? Not a child of God, not as a Christian. Hear, believe, repent. God is sorrowful for the life that I've lived heretofore. Confess your faith in Christ Jesus. Be buried in water baptism. For the forgiveness of every sin you have ever committed. And God, as soon as you come up out of the water, He adds you to His church, the church of Christ. Ain't that good news? The church that you can read about in your Bible. Salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. And live holy and righteous till death and at the final roundup of human affairs, at the judgment, you will be able to hear. You will be able to hear the Lord said, come, come, you blessed. I have a place prepared for you. And I've had it ready for you. A long time. I've been waiting for you. Come. Live a life contrary to the will of God. You will live long enough to hear Him say, depart from me. You cursed unto everlasting fire. Forever. Forever. See, we can sin here. Come and ask the church to pray for our forgiveness. There will be no where to go to ask nobody over there where you are to pray for you. It's a foreverness. A foreverness at the judgment. You die righteous forever. Forever righteousness. Living in the land of glory. Place prepared for us by heaven forever, living with the Lord. The other place, that's forever also. You're trying to scare us? No, I'm trying to get you to think in such a way that you know God is well pleased with. The lesson is yours. You've heard the gospel. I pray that you believe it. Your God is sorrowful for the sins that you live contrary to the will of God. And now, being baptized, confess Jesus to be Lord in Christ and be baptized for the remission of your sins. That adds you to the church of Christ. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. That's it. We've gone even further to try to help. We prepared the water and the garments. So you won't get your new outfit wet. But the choice we cannot make for you. That has to be yours. That has to be your choice. To choose God, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and His Word. The privilege is yours as we together stand and sing the song that's been selected.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Now is the time.
Are you fully trusting in